Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Have a question for Lou?
The hot water faucet, we get that sound.
Maybe a concern.
I'm fearing black mold like a huge hairy armpit.
Or maybe you've got a bunch.
I could think of a million things to ask you, but I'm going to limit it to one thing today.
Just give us a call. He's all yours.
I'm sorry, we're completely out of time.
Here he is now, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We're live at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, and we're here until 10 o'clock this morning. We have a nice crowd. The first 100 people that come to this broadcast are going to receive a free ticket to the White Sox game today at 110 to continue the five-game winning streak that the White Sox have. That's pretty amazing. And you're also going to get bus transportation included to and from the event from Windy City. I believe it's Windy City Limousine. Do I have all that information? I believe that's right. Nice to see you all here. Thank you so much. You sure do, Lou.
You sure do, Lou.
Hold on. It's lots of pieces of paper here. We're struggling. Not struggling. We're just going in there.
Just going with the flow. Here you go,
and,
babe.
And Maple Walker, who is doing our news this morning. Maple,
well,
are you still
done.
There? Are you still
no,
there,
she
Maple?
Left.
She left.
I'm still
she
here.
Ran away.
You said, Maple?
Yes.
I could feel you sweating over here. You did a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take
the pressure.
Take a deep breath. And in the bottom drawer of my, if you go over to my area, there's a bottle of Maker's Mark. And if you just go there, open it up, take a couple swigs. I'm telling you, by 7:30, you won't even care where you work.
Okay, absolutely.
Right?
Sounds great. Thank you so
nice
much for
job.
The love.
Nice
thank
job.
You.
We appreciate having you here this morning.
Thanks
312-981-7200 is our phone number. And, so our live broadcast today here is sponsored by Marquette Bank. They're over here, Marquette Bank, right there. I don't know if you know, but they're just giving out money today. They've got something about you show them something and they're going to give you dollar bills. I don't know what's going on here. It's a whole Bourbon Street thing. But it's nice to have you here. Thanks for sponsoring our broadcast this morning. We're excited to be here, and we're excited to see all you here this morning. This is a nice big venue. I was here. WGN Television did a big broadcast. Were any of you here for that when WGN TV came? There's a couple people raising their hands. It was for St. Patrick's Day, and the place was just packed with people. And Robin Baumgarten came in, you know, and she's the queen of the South Side, of course. And literally, when she walked in the door, everyone turned and said, "Oh my gosh, there's Robin." And they all stood up and applauded her like it was the Queen of England. It was unbelievable. And she walked in, you know, and we put her up on that Egyptian thing. We carried her, and it was great. So anyway, it's fun to be down here. And I know we have a lot of great listeners of WGN here on the South Side. We don't do enough on the South Side, right? We need to do more, for sure. And it's always fun. It's always we had a beautiful drive coming down here. So it's nice to be with you all. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different things this morning. We have a Noodaloo 2 that's all about getting the outside of your home cleaned up. We'll learn more about that coming up a little bit later on this morning. And then we're going to actually talk with a home equity specialist from Marquette Bank, our sponsor this morning, and learn about some of the options you have when it comes to improving your home, the money that's available. It's very affordable to do all this these days, which is really good, and Marquette Bank can certainly help you do that. They're a unique banking institution where they're still one of these privately held community banks, which really does mean a lot, I think, when it comes to who you do business with. So we'll learn a little bit more about that coming up a little bit later on. But right now I want to hear from you at 312-981-7200. Let's go to Schiller Park, where Bill is online. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
I've got some aluminum casing around some windows on my house. They're about 3 inches wide, just to cover up the wood. And the paint is literally just coming off when I wipe it. You know, I thought it was dirt, and as I wipe it, I go, well, the paint's just coming right off the aluminum trim.
Okay.
Can it be painted, I assume?
I mean, you can paint anything. It's just a question of how long you want it to last. And certainly with an aluminum, on this area where you have the paint peeling, is it what side of the home is it?
It's facing east.
Okay. So it's not a southern exposure, so you'll get a little morning sun, but you're not going to get beaten down on there. And what color are those frames now?
White. They're white.
Okay, good. My buddies over at Ace Hardware make a paint called Clark and Kensington.
Okay.
And they make a really nice exterior grade paint that if you wipe down that those aluminum frames, do a little bit of sanding with a sanding sponge first,
mm-hmm.
and then you go ahead and hit it with this Clark and Kensington. It's a paint and primer in one, so you really don't have to do any pre-priming of it. It's a latex-based product, probably two coats. And, I mean, it will be a painted surface now. So, Bill, it's something that, you know, maybe years from now you have to repaint again. But it'll look a heck of a lot nicer than you have right now.
Do you think the reason, I mean, when you look at these things, they look like they're gray compared to, because the siding's white. And I go, I thought it was just dirt over time from, you know, the airplane view or stuff, but.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's, I mean, the certainly dirt and debris and the aluminum, the expansion and contraction, that's typically a powder-coated finish on there.
Right.
And so that over time can wear off, and so certainly you're gonna see some wear on there. But if you repaint it, I think you'll be pretty happy with the results.
All right, okay. All right, well, thanks a lot.
I appreciate you calling this morning. By the way, this hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Ace Hardware. Sponsored by ComEd Powering Lives and by Phoenix Brick as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're live at 115 Bourbon Street. We've got a nice crowd out here already. First 100 people get a ticket to today's White Sox game and free bus transportation. Come on out and see us. We'll be right back.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live till 10 on House Smarts Radio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today's broadcast is live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. 720 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Nice to have you all here. We've got quite a few people here, but we still have tickets. We have a lot of space left in here if you want to come see us. We have tickets left for today's White Sox game, going for their sixth in a row. They're playing Cleveland again today. And you get free bus transportation to and from the ball game. The game, I think, is at 1:10. Does that sound right? 1:10 or so? And so come on out and see us this morning. We have a nice staff here working here at 115 Bourbon Street who are up early and happy to say hello and, you know, give you whatever you need to enjoy yourself this morning. Plenty of coffee and just a bunch of goodie bags that our friends at Marquette Bank are handing out as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lindsay, as you heard, is losing her voice. If you ever wondered what happened to Brenda Vaccaro, she's up with me on stage. You have no idea who Brenda Vaccaro is, do you?
I don't, but you I'm going to go with it.
Right? Right? Thank you. These people know who Brenda Vaccaro is, right? Or Kim Carnes. What was the song that Kim Carnes sang? She's got Betty Davis eyes.
She's got
We're going to need when we come back, we're going to do a rejoin with Betty Davis Eyes by Lindsay Smithwick. Let's go to Mokina where Chris is on the line. Hey, Chris, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I got a question. I got a brick house, maybe 25, 30 years old. And what is, when pouring, what is coming between foundation and window? What could be a problem?
Between the foundation and the window. So you have a window that goes into the basement?
Yes, this is in the basement, yes.
So the window's in the basement, there's a and the window's on the foundation, or it's cut into the foundation? Is it a window well?
No, it's regular windows. You got bricks all around the windows.
On the ground level?
Yes.
Okay. You know, over the top of that window, you probably have a metal, what's called a lintel, that supports the brick over the opening of the window. If water is cascading down that brick and it's hitting that lintel that's incorrectly pitched or has moved a little bit, it can be channeling water into the window. The other thing is that you want to check the caulking around that window. Does it happen all the time or only in a driving rain?
Driving rain. Caulking is around the window. It's fine. I already caulked last year. It's fine.
It's fine. But yes. Let's do this as a test just to see if this could be possibly the issue. If you can take temporarily a little bit of heavy plastic, okay, and I want you to, when it's dry, I want you to cut a piece of plastic that's going to go over the window and on the three sides where the brick is above the foundation. Again, this is temporary, okay? I want you to do some really good tape, like a duct tape or something, tape the plastic to the brick right at the mortar joints, over on the top and down the sides. Then when all the rain, because all it does is rain in this town, when it rains again, if we solve the problem, if now you don't get any water in there, I bet it's an issue with that metal lintel over the top, and you probably need to do a little tuck pointing, maybe even have to have a tuck pointer come and take that lintel out and reset it so it's pitched away.
I see.
But try this plastic trick first.
Thank you for your help. Have a good day.
You got it. Thank you very much, Chris, for calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, 724 in the morning. And if you've got any questions you want to call in this morning, please do. We've got some open phone lines. We've got one person working there, so they're doing a bunch of double duty, Bob Ferguson, this morning. So be patient if the phone rings and it takes a while to get through. And if any of you have a question this morning, we have a microphone as well that we can do as well. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We're live at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. Plenty of room. Come out and see us. Sponsored by Marquette Bank. We'll be right back. Sounds great. You won't have to think twice. You know this song? She's pure as New York snow. Great, here it is. She's got Lindsay Smith, Wick voice. That's it.
That was my hook.
That was your hook.
Hey, now back to Lou Manfredini. Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back, 115 Bourbon Street. Bob Ferguson pushing lots of buttons back at the studio. He's not in a walker, and he can still find Kim Carnes. Nice job, Bobby. What this lady right here handed me her phone with a question. What's your name, miss? I'm sorry? Dina has a problem with her window. So, Dina, I've got to go to the newsroom in just a couple minutes. But she has a vinyl window that she said somebody used spray foam to seal up at some point. And they bent the vinyl window. And now you're unable to close it on the bottom. You're absolutely positive the top sash is all the way up. And there's a huge gap. Now, when I look at this window, based on the opening that you showed me, it looks like it's cockeyed in the opening of the window itself. Like when I look at that bottom reveal of the picture you sent, it's tilted like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like it was installed incorrectly. So my guess on this window, as I look at it inside the opening, you probably have to have someone come and uninstall that window and reinstall the window so it's plumb, meaning that it's straight up and down, so that it closes. Because if you look at this picture that you sent me, and for the listening audience, it's a vinyl window, rectangular, in a drywall return opening, so you can see kind of the reveal of the window. The bottom, as I look at the picture on the right side, is tighter than the bottom on the left side. So the guy, I think, came from 115 Bourbon Street after a night of you know, having fun, and said, I'm going to go to Dina's house, put those windows in. Take a look at that. You can see that. So it's not an inexpensive fix because you need to get a window company to come out and pop out the old one. But it literally, it's either screwed in or nailed in. The siding on the exterior of the home would have to come out around the window area, but it could be reinstalled. Long term, I would get it done, you know, because if you're going to be in that house for a while, it makes sense. Okay? Thank you very much for your question.
Something not sitting right with you?
Someone said they could do it with an electric, I want to say charge.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that or do you know about that?
Lou's taking your calls live right now.
Have you been to Arizona?
Yeah, I've been there.
Too bad. I was going to sell you on a fabulous oceanfront piece of property I have there.
And here he is now, about as honest as they come.
Enough said.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
We're broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have White Sox tickets for you. We have a nice crowd here. There is breakfast. There is coffee. And there's a bunch of nice people here. And the first 100 people that are here, we still have tickets available, get a free ticket to today's White Sox game, as well as bus transportation to and from 115 Bourbon Street to Guaranteed Rate Field. That's provided by Windy City Limousine, the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox. We have a nice couple here in front. Lee is here with her service dog. Wait, Java Beans. Java Beans the dog. Hello, where is that dog? Right there. Look at that good dog. Very excited. Nice to have you both here. Thank you very much for coming. All of you, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. In Palos Heights, not too far from where we are, Dolores is on the line. Hey, Dolores, you're on WGN.
Good morning.
Morning. How can I help you?
I am desperate. I'm looking for a young man, perhaps in high school, who is willing to do
easy, Dolores.
In
Dolores, my Dolores. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. It's not that kind of show.
Oh, I've called youth groups. I'm looking for someone to help me.
To do what, Dolores?
Mow my lawn, shovel my snow. There's no one. I've called, and no one calls me back. There's got to be a kid out there that is looking for work, side jobs.
Right, right. On the south side like that, we're looking for someone there. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know of a high school kid in your neighborhood that can do that, but I do know a place where maybe you could go and ask about that. Have you ever gone to the Ace Hardware there in Palos?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Go see the Harrises that own that store. They're really nice people.
Yes.
And tell them you spoke to me on the phone and said, do you have, say it just like you said on the phone. My name is Dolores, and I'm looking for a young man in high school. Just say it like that and see what they say. No, but I mean, then maybe they can make a suggestion for you, somebody to do some side jobs. I don't have a specific name of someone for you on the south side, but I think that would be a good resource for you.
Well, I thank you very much. I'll try going over the Ace.
You got it. Thanks, Dolores.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. How about Mike in Hoffman Estates? Mike, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm great. How can I help you?
Well, I just got a landscaper put in. They took the downspouts and they ran it out 15 feet away from the house with a little pop-up thing to, you know, let the overflow go out.
A little
drainers and the downspouts and the gutters.
Right.
And I really don't want to have to mess with that anymore. What do you recommend for gutter guards? Is there a brand or style that's best?
Are your gutters currently in good shape?
Yeah, they're only about 4 years old.
Okay. So there's a bunch of different products out there. And are you going to put this in yourself, or are you going to have someone do it?
Probably prefer someone else to do it.
Okay. There's a bunch of different companies out there. There's a company called Spring Rock Gutters. They install. There's a Raindrop Gutter Guard. They install. One of our sponsors here, Lindholm Roofing, I believe they're a Raindrop Gutter dealer. They can install them as well. And, you know, they're a heavy aluminum. You're looking for the ones that are kind of like a sieve on the top of it so that it covers it. They slide it underneath the shingles. Once they clean those gutters out there, it really does a nice job of keeping the leaves out. I have a product on my own home called Leaf Relief that used to be an Alcoa company, but that product is still made as well. And buckets of water can go in there. I mean, with all this rain we've had, I have had zero issues with leaves in the gutters for probably, I don't know, 20 years, almost 20 years. and it just holds up. So
it's either not one, it's not just the leaves of those maple things, you know, those workers.
Right. Yeah, it does it. They're little bitty holes, but they let water come in like crazy. And if your gutters are in really good shape, then I would look at either spring rock, raindrop, and then you know, if you wanted to, you could contact Lindholm Roofing as far as someone to give you an estimate to install it.
All right, great, thanks.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for the phone. Thanks so much for the phone call this morning, and I appreciate you calling 312-981-7200. We have a listener here. Well, you're double-dipping, Dina. All right. Dina's double-dipping on the questions. Hi, Dina. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Bridgeview.
You're from Bridgeview. Are you going to go to the Sox game?
Yes.
Good. Nice.
But I'm a Cubs fan. So.
You are?
Yeah.
But you're still going to go to the Sox game.
I'm still
going to
go.
Right. I have no. I look, I'm a Cubs fan, too. I'm not going to lie to you. But I have zero venom for the Sox. I want the Sox to do well. I always want them to do well. And I like to, you know, look, everybody loves a winner. And it certainly is helpful that they've got a five-game winning streak. So, you know, they keep talking about this rebuild and, oh, this is the year. But if they're getting some momentum, and I really like the manager, Rick Renteria. Mm-hmm. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
My window screens were all shredded this week by hail in the storm. And so I have to replace them, and I don't know what type of screen to use to replace them.
So you're going to take them out and go have them redone?
Well, I was going to do them myself.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, if you're going to do it yourself, have you done this before?
No.
Okay. Then I would highly – well, the reason I say that is I would highly recommend you just use a fiberglass screening because it's much easier to use. The aluminum screening is more durable, but it takes a little bit of a little more technique and experience because once you set that edge in to go into the frame, if you like misplace it or you go too tight, that's it. You have to throw it away and get more screening. With the fiberglass, you can literally take it in and out. Oh, I don't like how this looks, and redo it, and it'll hold up really well. The vast majority of screens now are all fiberglass anyway, and it's pretty durable. You'll go to the hardware store and they'll, you know, in other words, you're going to measure the width of your frame and you're going to buy the appropriate width one size bigger. So if you have a 30-inch screen, you could get away with a roll of 36-inch screen. So, you know, 3 inches on both sides. You're going to need what's called a spline tool. And you're going to take the old screen out and that rubber thread that comes out that fits in the gap. You're going to start on one side and lay it out almost like you're putting a sheet on a bed. And then you're going to go with that spline tool and go into that groove on one side. And then you're going to pull on the other. You're going to go all the way around. Make sure there's no ripples. And it doesn't have to be super tight. It just has to be taut.
Okay.
Not tight, but taut.
Because
if you go too tight, what happens is if you pull it like, oh, I want it really tight. When you go to put that spline tool in, you actually end up bending the frame because it actually pulls it in a little bit. And so it's a little, you know, practice on the smaller screens first. Once you get the hang of it, the best thing to do is if you can set up on a table so you can move the thing around, it works best as opposed to on the ground on your hands and knees. You know, if you have like a folding table you can work off of, I think you'll get really good results. And it's a great project you can do by yourself.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Dina. All right, that's your last question. Share with the other people. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Today's broadcast is live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. We'll be right back.
Sweet Sugar Handyman. Or, as you might know him, Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN. I met him out for dinner on a
Friday night. He really had me walking up. Welcome back. We had a nice crowd. Now we're getting these people fed, and they're going to be taking naps soon before the game. We've got tickets to today's White Sox game, courtesy of our friends at Marquette Bank, plus Windy City Limousine. Is going to provide transportation to and from this location here, 115 Bourbon Street. They're the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Before we get back to your calls, though, if you, with all this rain, I'm sure there's plenty of you that have a bunch of mildew and moss and green stuff growing on the side of your house. Things got a lot easier with our new Tulu 2 this morning. Take a listen.
As the weather warms up and we start spending a little more time outdoors, you may have noticed those ugly stains on your roof, siding, driveway, or deck that, you know, bugged you last year are, well, they're still there. Nope, Mother Nature did not magically make them go away. Green, black algae, moss, mildew, mold, it ain't pretty. And not to mention some of that yucky stuff might eventually start harming or warping whatever it is it's growing on. But now, if you had a little magic ingredient, maybe Mother Nature would work with you, or will work with you in this case. If you tune into Lou regularly, you've definitely heard him talk about Wet and Forget, the awesome outdoor cleaner that works with the wind and the rain to get rid of those ugly, moldy stains. And to make life a little easier for all involved, they now offer Wet and Forget Rapid Application Hose End. The hose end sprayer attaches directly to your hose and sprays up to 30 feet, allowing you to clean hard-to-reach areas and oversized areas. You can literally treat an entire house, roof, driveway, or deck in minutes. Simply spray it on and forget it. That's right, Wet and Forget. They know what they're talking about. One bottle covers up to 2,000 square feet. It's non-acidic, has no bleach or phosphates, and is super easy. The 48-ounce bottle goes for between $35 and $40. You can find it at your local hardware store or visit them at wetandforget.com. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
I have a bottle of, actually I have two cases of the Wet and Forget Hose End, that rapid application hose end product that the Wet and Forget people sent over, that we can figure out ways to give out to the audience here, way for you to win this. You know what I was thinking, Lindsay? In honor of my father-in-law, Henry Jaskowiak, who is a retired Chicago Public School teacher, math teacher, I'm going to ask a math problem.
That sounds like a great
right?
idea. I'm glad I'm
so,
not in this
let's
contest.
See, the first person, he'll love this. He's probably still asleep. He'll love this. So he loves numbers, and he loves to give, he loves to ask questions, especially word problems, mm-hmm. to really test people. The one thing that he talks about is perfect numbers, right? So how many known perfect numbers are there out there? Anyone? Anyone? How many do you think we know of? I'm sorry?
Six.
How many did you say?
Six.
Six? No? Two? No?
Nine.
Getting closer.
Ten.
You guys are just going to keep going up. Anyone?
Googling it.
No, no, no. This is good radio.
I don't even, I can't even Google
Did you,
this.
Wait, did you say 14? You did. Here, come and get that. Here you go. All right, I got another one. You want another one? Okay, so a guy goes into a, he goes into a vegetable stand, and he's got the, he's got a scale there. You know, like the scales of justice, you know, where you put one thing on one side and, you know, that kind of scale of justice. I don't know that a lot of people remember that scale, so I'm trying to imagine it. Do you know what I mean, the scale of justice?
Yep.
Okay. So the kid at the counter that's going to sell the vegetables to you, he says, I've got this scale, and I have three weights, and I can sell you fruit or vegetables up to 13 pounds with just these three weights. What are the weights of that I have? Three of them. What'd you say? 10 to 1? 10 to 1. How do I get to, but how do I get to 9? You're not, what's that? 5, 4, no, no. Now think about it. 13, so I got three weights. So the first one has to be a 1. What's the second one? 3. What's the third one? Keep going. Not 10. Who said 9? Come over here, 9. You got it. 1, 3, and 9. That's courtesy of Chicago Public School retired teacher Hank Jaskowiak. Thank you, Hank. We'll figure out a way to give out some more. So Wet and Forget, Rapid Hose. You
Are
said
you sure there's 14 perfect numbers?
Known.
Are you sure?
According to my father-in-law. You can talk to him.
I do.
There are infinite numbers of perfect numbers, but of we know, it's 14. Why, are you looking it up?
Yeah.
And what does it say?
I can't find it.
You can't find it because you know why? It's infinite. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question. Where are you pointing to? Oh, this lady right here with the microphone. Hi, what's your name? Oh, hold on. We got to turn that on. Go right ahead. Now you go ahead.
My name's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you from?
Beverly.
Hi.
So in my basement, I have an old house, like 1927. So my basement has brick walls, and they're painted over. And for the last few years, I've noticed this, like, bubbling and flaking. I think it's called efflorescence.
It is.
And now it's starting outside of my entryway brick, a small spot there.
Right.
So do I brush it off and will it just keep flaking and flaking? And how do I treat it and stop it from continuing?
So it will continue, and it really does have a lot to do with the age of the home. There's like saltpeter that's inside of that mortar and the brick and everything that the moisture wicks it in. It pulls it in. So like your basement is, you know, a little bit humid in the summertime, and so it draws that in through that paint. That same math teacher that gave you those wonderful math problems, he has the same issue in his home in Chicago. And over the years, he's just sort of brushed it off, treated it. In a perfect world, if a mason came over, they would treat the brick with muriatic acid to help neutralize the salts. But that's a kind of a harsh chemical. What I've given the advice to people is that they use CLR. Oh. CLR is actually a lactic acid-based cleaner. And if you apply that to that brick, so if you brushed it off in those areas like on the outside, and then you took a solution, say 50-50 of CLR and water, and then you scrub that area and just let it dry. Don't rinse it, just let it dry. Then on the inside where the paint is bubbling, you could do the same thing. You could scrape it away. You'd expose some of the brick, right, because the paint probably comes right off. Yeah. Wash that with the CLR, let that dry, and then prime it and paint it again with some type of masonry paint in there. It will come back, but it'd be years before it does. Okay. So that's the way I would maintain that area.
Oh, great. Thanks,
all right.
Sam.
Thank you so much for coming down here. We really do appreciate it. It's 7:56 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We're broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. Yeah. We're going to be here till 10 a.m. It's all sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's modern neighborhood bank. Come by. We're at 3359 West 115th Street on 115th Street, just west of Kedzie, where we're giving away White Sox tickets to today's game against Cleveland, plus bus transportation to and from the game, courtesy of Windy City Limousine. We've got free breakfast, plenty of hot coffee. So stop by, say hello, and get your fix-it questions answered live. The event sponsor is Marquette Bank. It's redefining what it means to be a neighborhood bank. Did you know Marquette Bank has more free ATMs than the big banks, more mobile and digital options than the average community bank, more human-friendly approach to banking? Hey, you humans over there, wave to me. We have real people over there at Marquette Bank waving, and they're breathing people. That's wonderful. More human approach to banking and offers more useful rewards than any other bank in Chicagoland. Thanks to Marquette Bank for sponsoring our event this morning. There's still time to come join us. We're at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park.
This is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress. Because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you? I'm just a summer girl.
I wear my flip-flops when I wear my Maybe I'll wear a dress later. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. 312-981-7200. Free breakfast, free coffee, free tickets to today's White Sox game. We have up to 100 tickets to give away, as well as transportation to and from 115 Bourbon Street, courtesy of Windy City Limousine, the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox. 312, what was that look?
Nothing, I was just going to say I cruised around listening to that song yesterday.
You did?
With my windows down.
With your windows down?
I'm just a summer girl.
You're just a summer girl. It was a beautiful summer day. I mean, it is, unfortunately, or fortunately, we're having this evening, we're having a graduation party for our youngest son, Max.
Ooh.
The weather is not cooperating.
No.
Thank you. Yes, we're very proud of him.
Island
Thank you.
Storms.
Lots of graduates. Yeah, my wife, it has been the bane of, I think if Tom Skilling ever takes a vacation, my wife could slide right in. She is on it like, you know what?
I feel like it's going to turn, though, today. The weather's been so unpredictable that I think that you guys have a chance.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to the phone calls right now. This is Char in Norwich. Hey, Char, you're on. Hold on, Char, 1 second. Hold it. We're doing our best, Char, and it's not cooperating. Well, okay, there we go. Hey, Char, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing, Lou?
Fantastic.
Okay, I have a question regarding some ceramic tile that's on a hallway. We're in a condominium on the first floor, and this tile has been down approximately 30 years. I was walking across it, and we had what sounded like a gunshot. And we didn't know what happened. We looked outside and, you know, couldn't figure out what was going on. We came back into the condo, and we saw that the tile had popped up a little bit. Hello?
One tile? Several tiles?
Well, at the first, we saw one tile had popped up. Okay, and we're kind of like, what's going on with this? Couple days later, we were asking around. No one seemed to, you know, say, well, gee, I don't know. Long story short, it ended up that a whole row of tiles, which is only three, two full-size tiles and two a tile on each side to make the pattern even through the hallway.
Okay.
Now, I asked the Condominium Association, because I was unfamiliar with it, never had it happen before, what they thought of it. They came back and told me, oh, it's a lousy tile job, and you've got to get the old tile up, and you'll be able to see that they must have put it on a lousy backing. Well, I took them to heart, and I actually went down, and I did very carefully take a couple of tiles up. But what I found was that one or two of the tiles had some mastic left on the concrete and some mastic on the tiles. But as I got closer to the outside wall, I found that one of my tiles had all the mastic still stuck to the tile, and it was a smooth surface where it attached to the concrete. And the concrete, so literally, the tile and the mastic literally popped up from the floor.
The base.
I'm beginning to think it's a problem perhaps with an outside wall, which it is, and we're on a corner, leaking, but I don't know how I would further pursue it.
Okay, when you took the tile up, did you notice that it was wet at all or, that it was damp?
No, unfortunately, I didn't get brave enough to take the tile up until about 3 weeks later. We had left the unit for a while. We came back. And when I came back, I thought, you know, Condominium Association is real anxious to blame everything on other people. There was no underlayment. The tile was installed directly on the concrete floor. So,
well,
you know,
but that, I'm, so the tile being, if it's a concrete floor, tile would be.
Yes.
Would be attached right to that. There wouldn't be another substrate that would go down on top of that. That would be the strongest, material you
it.
Could. Well, right, and it's not that the expansion and contraction of that is much less. If it was wood, be one thing if you pull that up and it was a wood subfloor and there was nothing like a concrete board or some type of barrier there. But you said this tile job's been down for 30 years.
Yeah. It's in a condo
Right,
the condo
but I mean,
is
here,
about
here,
42 right, years old.
Right, so
the
here's
thing
the thing.
The thing that I was concerned with is that we have had a lot of problems with the rebar in the concrete getting rusty and creating some problems on our lanai. I'm just wondering if this is something similar to that. I don't see any staining, and as far as I can see, I left one pile in place that's up against the outside wall just so that I can get the association to look at it. But again, I'm not sure how to pursue. Is this something that I'm going to have to take all the tile up? Can I replace the six tiles that have popped? What would be your suggestion?
Okay. A couple things. That if you're not seeing any moisture, you're not seeing any dampness there, then, you know, it would not be the conclusion that we've got a problem with water. The rebar issue that you're talking about, if there was some expansion because the rebar was rusting, you may see evidence of actual rust on the concrete itself when you sweep it away. The fact that this tile is potentially 30 years old, it's not unfeasible that the mastic just failed. I mean, it's 30 years old and stuff fails, that it, you know, that the anticipation okay. of it lasting that long. So, I mean, before I jump to, wow, I've got all these problems with all these tiles, if you're not seeing any evidence of water, I would take up the loose tiles. If you can remove the mastic from the back of the tile and the tiles themselves are still in really good shape, then
okay.
remastic them, put them back down in place, and regrout it, and let's see what happens.
Oh.
I mean, I don't
okay.
know that you have to elevate it to, like, this is the building's problem and do that if you're not seeing the evidence of the dampness or water damage whatsoever. Things as things get older, including us, things start to fail. And so, you know, sometimes the glue doesn't stick like it used to anymore, and that's not uncommon for something that age.
Okay, great. Listen, thank you so much. You've helped us with our outside door. We've had Builder Supply replace that. And one
Lindsay is there
question,
all the time.
On Wet and Forget, that is just the one that was not pre-mixed. Is that, like, we bought... We only needed a half a gallon last year. We still got a half a gallon. Would that be good, or do we need to get the newer product?
No, the new product is one you put on the end of a hose, and so you can spray it up to 30 feet. The regular Wet and Forget you can still use and mix in a pump sprayer, so it's still good stuff as long as it didn't freeze.
No, it didn't freeze. Well, listen,
good.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate your help, and I'll get my jet. But going back on that tile. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Shar. I appreciate it. By the way, this hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Fox Home Center, our friends at PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from a lady in the audience. Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, Christina. I'm from Chicago.
Hi there.
Hi. I have a quick question. We want to build a garage. I was wondering if you have any recommendations for, like, garage builders.
A detached garage? Like, it's going to stand alone by itself in the city?
Yes.
Not going to attach to the house. And do you have an existing garage?
We do. It's a smaller one, but we want to build, like, I guess it would be a two-car garage.
Right.
Just for storage.
Right. When it comes to these garage builders, you know, there's several different companies in the Chicagoland area that do it, and they kind of have the best pricing, and they have it all figured out because they literally put together these packages from lumber yards where they show up on the back of a truck and, like, there's your garage, and then one or two people shows up to build it all. Dan Lee, who's been around forever, Arrow, they've been around forever. What's the other one? Ray Bar or something like that. There's three or four different ones here in the Chicagoland area. What I would tell you is it's been a while since I hired somebody to build a garage, so I don't have any direct experience anymore, but a couple of those guys I used years ago, those companies. Now, those companies have been sold since then, but they use subcontractors, and they'll come in and get the permits. They know the angle to do all that. They'll do the concrete work. Obviously, you'll need that. And then they'll deliver it all, and they know exactly what they're doing. You'll get kind of a good, better, best option level from all of them. So what you have to make sure you're doing when you're comparing bids, and I would get several bids, is that you're comparing the same things from a pricing standpoint. So in other words, the type of door that they may use for the service door on the side, the type of garage door, is it an insulated or an uninsulated door? What's the roofing? So you just need to make sure that when you choose a style, what they tend to do is change their styles a little bit so you can't compare exactly. But there are some that are very standard, and you can just say how much to do this, and then you can get bids that you can compare that are easy for you to decide on who you want to work with. Okay. I mean, that's where that would be my approach on a garage.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks so much for your question and for coming down here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini, HouseSmarts Radio. Today's live broadcast is at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. It's sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. We'll be right back.
Got a problem around your house you just can't figure out? You might want to call Lou, just saying. He's taking your calls live right here, right now on House Smarts Radio. On the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
White Sox, White Sox, go, go, White Sox. We're broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. We still have tickets left to today's White Sox game that you will get complimentary of our friends at Marquette Bank, as well as transportation to and from this location from Windy City Limousine, the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox, coming out to see us. Oh, and there's breakfast and coffee. The coffee's delicious, by the way. 312-981-7200. This is Tom. Hold on. In Lombard. Hey, Tom, you're on WGN.
Well, good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, Father Manfredini, may I step into your confessional?
Oh, you can give it. We can give it a shot.
Okay. Well, I have a very old, it's a portable dehumidifier. It's at least 43 years old because it belonged to the people I bought the house from, and I knew them 43 years ago. And wow, it's all metal, made in the USA, made by Emerson Electric. So it works fine for me. It has a receptacle about close a gallon, and also has a hose attachment. I had it upstairs, and I was going to put it in the basement because that's where a lot of the humidity is. Before I did that, my sin is that I thought I would vacuum the coils, which are accessible from the back of the unit. I can reach inside with a little shop vac. And I thought dust was coating it. So I vacuumed it, and then, you know, I got it downstairs and, you know, unit running. And it's really reduced in its ability in the grain. I have had the receptacle there to see how much. And it was only like a 24 hours, maybe a cup to two cups before I would fill the whole gallon thing in 24 hours before I vacuumed it. Now, I think the problem was, after much working, I looked and looked, and I thought, well, maybe that wasn't dust, because what was happening to the, it's a double refrigerant coil on the one side of the plate. The other side is two coils, which I think are probably the warm coils to, you know, evaporate the moisture, that the condensation. But I think what the coils that are cooled, there's an inside one and an outside one. The outside one gets coated with ice.
Tom, hey, Tom.
Ice.
Tom.
Oh, yes, sir.
The show's over at 10.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I think the coil might have been coated with some type of a, let's say, a cloth or a fiber, a fuzz, something.
Right.
And that probably provided a barrier so that the ice wouldn't form. But the ice formed. I tried putting some cloth there, and they were too thick. I kept getting thinner and thinner.
So that helped
somewhat, but right. There's still a lot of ice around the periphery. So anyway, I'll stop talking and wait for your absolution.
All right. Well, a couple things. I mean, the fact that you have something that's this old is probably an issue with the compressor itself. Remember, a dehumidifier is basically like an air conditioner working backwards. And so there's refrigerant inside there that perhaps has evaporated or you know, there's a small hole that's leaked out. My guess is that's the issue, the fact that it's icing over. That typically happens when there's an issue with a refrigerant or a leak inside of a unit. It's definitely not something I would invest any more money in to fix. A decent dehumidifier now of the proper size, you know, 70 pint or something like that, it's about, you know, $200, $300 for something like that. But it's far more efficient than the unit you have right now. And whether you connect it with the hose or just use the tank that's included in it as well, will do a much better job of controlling humidity inside there. And I doubt very much that you damaged it if you were gentle with the vacuuming whatsoever. And I think it's probably just time to replace the unit. Tom, I really appreciate the phone call. It's 8:28 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Can there ever be too much light in a bathroom? All right, actually, possibly after a late night, yes. Seriously, though, Tom just got in these striking lighted mirrors outlined with energy-efficient LED lights that come in a couple configurations. They'd make an unexpected and dramatic addition to the look of really any bathroom. They're not only attractive, but practical. The bright, even light makes applying makeup a breeze, and there's a center defogger great for shaving. This type of light, I like. Another great find and reason to always check out what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call. I listen every Saturday.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Well, you're my how-to man. When I have a question, I call you. You're how-to.
Don't be scared. Pick up the phone. Give Lou a call. He's live taking your questions till 10 right here on House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Today's broadcast live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland Neighborhood Bank. Maple, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Oh my gosh, do you hear the little spring in her step now? She's like, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
She's actually, this is easy, she
you
said.
Got it.
You
sure.
Got it. All right. So I have one request from you.
Okay.
I know you're new.
Yes.
But this is something that all news people, I learned this from the great Lyle Dean. You have no idea who that is.
No.
That's okay. I'll explain later.
Okay.
And I'll tell you who Brenda Vaccaro is, too.
Okay.
So I always want a little positive story before you go to break.
Okay. I can do that. Yes.
So in other words, all the news we hear about all the time is bad news.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
And we got full of bad news. So, like, right when you do your newscast.
Okay.
When you get to, like, before you take a break, you know, and when we come back, weather, traffic, whatever it is.
Okay.
Then I want something that people can hang on to. Like, I love when I watch that Lester Holt and they do, like, Inspiring
yes.
America and there's some good thing there, you know?
Yes.
We need a little something there.
All right. I got you.
Like, Don Kleppen always gave us a little story about whatever, right? It was just one, like the news thing.
I know where you're going with this. You're very funny.
He is a funny guy, that Don Kleppen. He may be coming by because he can drink beer now because he's off this morning. So you're doing a good job, Maple.
Thank
Hang
you so
there.
Much. Okay,
Hang
thanks. Okay.
All right, joining me up on the stage right now, this is what I love. I have I got a list of questions I'm supposed to ask this guy that read like, did you ever read the book War and Peace, Mike? Oh, well, I've got to turn the mic on there. Try one more time. War and Peace, did you ever read War and Peace?
Never, no, sorry.
Dostoevsky is the writer. It's like okay. This really long book. If you and I go through this whole list here, Marquette Bank will open up another branch.
Did you read it, Lou?
Huh?
Have you read it?
War and Peace?
Yeah.
No, it's too long. I don't read stuff that's long. But what I really love is the fact that, now here I am, Lou Manfredini, Mike Ziccarelli, right? And they give it phonetically. Like, we're connected here. We got it.
It's good Irish name.
Good Irish name. I like that. Very nice. Mike, nice to have you here with us. Tell us, first tell me a little bit about you. Who are you and what do you do with Marquette?
Well, I'm a HELOC originator for Marquette Bank. Grew up in Chicagoland, Libertyville, far north suburbs.
Go Wildcats!
I understand you're from the northern suburbs as well.
I grew up in Highwood and Highland Park, yeah.
Okay, so I've been in banking for my entire career, about 20 years, started as a teller. Been in home equity lending for about 16 years.
Wait a minute, when you were a teller, did you always get the drawer to balance?
About 99% of the time,
okay,
I would say.
All right.
So most recently started a position with Marquette Bank, solely dedicated to helping clients with their home equity borrowing needs.
Okay. Now, Marquette Bank, you don't know this, but so I've been on the radio on WGN now for, this is my 24th year. That's amazing. And I'm going to say maybe 15 or 18 years ago, Marquette Bank was a sponsor of this radio show for many, many years before all these different banks got bought out. You know, I mean, it seems like every other day a bank is changing their name. And here Marquette Bank has been this stalwart local bank that has just quietly expanded over the years, and your roots are here on the south side, correct?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So the bank was founded in 1945, so next year we'll be celebrating our 75th anniversary.
Wow.
The first bank branch was opened at 63rd and Western in Marquette Park, obviously where we got our name from.
Not Marquette University. All right, just checking.
Marquette Park
in Chicago.
Yep. On the south side.
Yep.
The branch is still open. It's a Chicago historical landmark.
Wow.
So, been around for a while.
Right. And how many branches now?
21 branches now, two lending offices, and approximately $1.5 billion in assets. So, a true community bank.
That's great. One of the things that, you know, has always... it's always given me pause, right? Now, here you are. You're doing a lot of loans, home equity lines, refinancing, mortgages, and whatnot. And a lot of the, I'm going to try and say this delicately. A lot of these mortgage brokers like to beat up on banks in the sense that they say, well, banks don't know what they're doing when it comes to, you know, mortgages, and they... You got to deal with us, and we're going to give you a better deal and all this kind of stuff. And I've never really liked that because I think that, you know, in any kind of business, I think that you should always focus on the positive things that you do. And here you are, you're saying that Marquette Bank is going to celebrate their 75th year. You obviously know what you're doing. And obviously, you don't stick around for 75 years unless you're invested in the neighborhood, unless you're community-oriented. And, you know, one of the things you talk about is the fact that your bank is more human, right? You're more connected to the people that you serve, perhaps, than just some mortgage company that's in an office of a low rise or something like that.
Absolutely. So we're obviously, like you said, a local neighborhood bank. So we have local decision making. When you apply for a loan with me, it's being processed. It's being underwritten locally here in Orland Park. It's not being, there's not a computer generated, you know, approval.
Right.
You're not dealing with somebody halfway across the country to process and underwrite your loan.
Right, right. You've been doing this a long time. There's been a lot of changes in the whole loan process, right, when it comes to things that you need. I mean, certainly some regulations that you as bankers now and mortgage companies and mortgage brokers have to follow, very different than it was, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. Are there things that people maybe are listening or thinking about doing some type of transaction like that that they need to consider, you know, either before they come give you a call or during that process?
Well, a couple things. First of all, obviously, you're right. There's a lot of regulation changes. It's constantly evolving. You know, one thing that we strive on here at Marquette Bank is to make the process very streamlined. We're available, responsive. We have a team of experts. We're lending aggressively throughout Chicagoland. You know, whether it's a home equity line of credit, whether it's a residential first mortgage, owner-occupied investment, commercial real estate, mixed-use, multifamily apartment buildings. We're definitely lending aggressively, and we are putting the customer first.
I would imagine that there is a fair amount of pride in a lot of transactions that you maybe are part of in helping people, whether it's loan consolidation or home equity line, you know, to be able to help achieve that, right, and show them how to go. So take me through the process. Let's say somebody, you know, they've been living in their home for a while, and maybe they want to consider a refinance or maybe a home equity line of credit. What's that process like?
Well, first of all, like I said, I take pride in the fact that I'm available and responsive. So right. Whether it's the weekend, whether it's the evening.
To take some time off, Mike. We've got to have balance in our life. We can't just work all the time. Look at these people. We'll never get them to leave unless we give them tickets to the Sox game.
That's what my family tells me quite often. Yes.
Well, good. You should listen to them. But I mean, what's that process like? They call you up and say, "Okay, Mike, I need a home equity line." Let's say they call you on a Tuesday, not a Saturday. I'd like to call Mike on a Tuesday. And what's the first thing that you tell them, or what's going to happen in that process?
Well, first of all, I listen to what their needs are. You know, what their situation is. The process would be very easy and typically, you know, just a quick conversation over the phone, whether it's 10, 20 minutes, listening to their situation, giving my recommendation, taking the application. The process can be done very easily over the phone, email, and through our secure online portal.
Right.
And the entire process for a home equity line of credit can take as quickly as 2 to 3 weeks.
Wow. That's great. And where are we right now as far as the market goes? I mean, is money still affordable in the respect of, I mean, interest rates obviously, you know, come and go up and down, and we certainly have a lot going on in the markets these days. Have you noticed some consistency in rates for people?
Obviously, rates are still historically very low, and, you know, our product is very competitive. So, I mean, we offer a six-month fixed-rate promotion for 1.99,
wow,
which is incredibly low, and then would revert to the prime rate, which is 5.5, still relatively low as well.
Right, right. One of the things I know with Marquette Bank, we were talking about in the notes, is the fact that the bank itself, when it talks about community and availability, ATMs, nobody carries cash anymore. And you guys, which I was really surprised to see, is that you have more like ATMs around the area than even some of the big banks. Is that right?
Right. We are part of a very large ATM network. Absolutely. Yes.
That's awesome. Yes. Do you carry a lot of cash on you? I mean, not that I want anybody to roll Mike this morning, but that's the thing. A lot of people don't carry a lot of cash on them anymore, right?
Right. Absolutely not.
Right. So have they talked to you about the 75th birthday party yet? Are you on the planning committee for the birthday party for 75 years?
Not yet, no.
Poor Mike. He's like, you gave me this whole list of things that I studied, and he's not saying anything about this. All right, come on, I'll throw you. Well, I'm really happy that you guys are here because and sponsoring this. We got a lot of folks here that I know that can really benefit from you and the information that you have. Financing, refinancing, I think for a lot of people, it can be the kind of thing that it's like going to the dentist. Now you said, yeah, look, it's an easy process, but you know, you said you're doing this a lot. You try and walk people through the process. There's no obligation if they call to ask questions to learn more, right? I mean, there's not high pressure that they're going to get from Marquette Bank.
Absolutely. First of all, there's no obligation and there's no upfront charges. Whether there's no application fee, no origination fee, no closing cost, no appraisal fee, and obviously, right, no obligation to call and just ask for some advice.
Right. And the fact that even though you guys are a Southside bank, is your ability to help people can be the Chicagoland area. Doesn't matter,
right.
Right. That's not
throughout Chicagoland.
Right. And so you're all over the place helping people north, south, east, and west.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. All right, Mike, if they want to get a hold of you or anybody at Marquette Bank, where do they do that?
Well, first, I just want to give a quick tip. If you may be looking to do some projects in your house, mm-hmm. get the financing done ahead of time. Too often, customers start work, they run out of funds, and then they come to you for financing,
right.
And then it's kind of too late because the house is under construction.
Right.
So get it in place now. whether it's for an emergency, whether it's for a project. Think ahead, plan ahead, call me now. My cell phone number.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you for a second. This is good. This is a very good tip. Plan it because you're able to, with certain products, take a look at the project of what they're going to do. Say it's a room addition, right, or a new bathroom or something like that, and you're able to loan money based on what that home will eventually be when it's all done, right?
Right. No, we are using the current appraised value now.
Right.
Not the projected value.
Not the projected value.
Right.
But the current appraised value of whatever, you got a three-bedroom house in Palos Park, whatever it is, and now we're going to do all this work, then we can use that equity to get a loan, whatever it may be. Tear the house apart, the house is worth less during that process.
Correct.
Right? And that's the point you're making is that...
My point is, you start the work. Then we go in for an appraisal. Your house is now worth less when it's under construction.
Right.
We can't complete an appraisal.
Right.
So get the financing done ahead of time. And even if you may have an emergency down the road, get a line of credit now.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything to get it in place.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the line of credit thing. It's just such a great security blanket for a lot of people. All right. How do they get a hold of you?
Okay. So like I said, plan ahead. Call me. My cell phone number, 312-217-1419. Let me repeat that, 312-217-1419. You can also access my information online, www.emarketbank.com/Mike. And again, www.emarketbank.com/Mike.
Mike Ziccarelli is with Market Bank. He's a home equity specialist over at Market Bank. And we appreciate you coming out here this morning, giving us a little information, and Market Bank sponsoring this event here as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lou. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's 8:51 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Today's broadcast is live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now, and this is Denise and Carol Stream. Hi, Denise. You're on WGN.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Oh, my sister-in-law gave me a real pretty bird bath that is made out of some kind of metal.
Okay.
And I put it out, and it rusted. So, I cleaned it all up, and I'd like to put it out again, but I don't know what to put on it to stop it from rusting.
It is a is it a very heavy bird bath? Is it like a cast iron metal?
Like aluminum or tin or something. Pretty light.
It's pretty light, and so the minute you put water in it, you get a rust line around it.
Well, the whole bottom turned orange, so.
So is it the bird bath portion that rusts or the pedestal that it sits on?
The pedestal was fine. It was the inside of the bird bath.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's kind of a grayish, kind of a, it's not shiny at all. It's just kind of a grayish color.
So you have a couple choices here. You could, if you clean out the inside and you do a little bit of sanding, you could easily just use something like a spray paint that would harden on there, that would hold water, and should hold up pretty well and in that same gray color, or you could use something like a rubberized paint material that you could paint onto that would almost create like a swimming pool liner. There's a company called Ames, A-M-E-S, and they make this rubber coating that it's either blue or it's white that are your two choices, but you could paint that on, and it would almost create like a a liquid rubber type of application that you would put on there. It would hold the water, and it shouldn't rust at all. And once it cures, it won't harm the birds at all either.
Okay, well, would paint hurt the birds?
It will not hurt the birds.
Okay.
The paint won't either. No, absolutely not. Right. Once it cures and dries, it's perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right?
Any kind of paint?
Rust-Oleum spray paint in gray.
Okay.
Something with a satin finish.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Thanks, Denise. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. We'll be right back.
Most people love the weekends. A little R&R, time with the family, maybe some celebrating. Unless you have a to-do list around the house a mile long. How do I find...
When do I need to...
I don't know what to do.
Hey, you only know what you know. And what you don't know, maybe Lou does.
I'm not that smart, but I'm no dummy.
Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day.
Hey, we're broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. Nice crowd here this morning. And if you attend our broadcast, we have an hour left. I was just informed that we still have tickets available to today's White Sox baseball game against Cleveland Indians. I believe the game's at 1:10. If you come on out to 115 Bourbon Street, you will receive a pair of tickets as well as transportation to and from this location to the ballpark, courtesy of Windy City Limousine, the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox. This hour, House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware, by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace Company, by Espoma Organic Potting Soils as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Let's get back to your phone calls right now and speak with Ed, who is in, I'm sorry, Therese in Beverly. Hey, Therese, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How can I help you?
I like some of your audience members there, have a 100-year-old Beverly home that has the 7x7 tiles in the basement. And we believe them to be asbestos. Some of them have come up, some are cracking, and I'm just wondering what the best way to deal with the issue would be.
Yeah. The thing with any kind of tile like that, obviously with an older home, there's a good chance that that tile has asbestos in it, but the fact is you don't know unless you get it tested. And
okay,
you can take a little corner of it. If you go to the hardware store, they've got a little home test kit where basically you're going to put that in an envelope and you're going to mail it off to this company. It's going to cost you about $30. Within a couple weeks, they're going to send you back a report and say, Teresa, you've got asbestos in this tile, or Teresa, you don't have asbestos in this tile.
Okay.
Now, if the tiles are popping up and they're still sound, meaning that they're not broken or cracked, you can just glue them back down.
Oh, okay.
And if you want, and you wanted to put carpeting or some luxury vinyl tile over the top of it, you could do that too.
Oh, wonderful.
That would be, and go right over the top. That would be essentially encapsulating the floor.
Excellent.
Which is completely safe and allowable. I mean, look, asbestos is a dangerous material, there's no question. But the fact is that if you don't disturb it and you don't chew on it and you don't sprinkle it on your cornflakes, you're going to be fine. You know what I mean? It's not a thing that if it's wrapped around a pipe and it's sound and it's not the dust isn't entering the home, the risk is very minimal. The people that were constantly exposed to asbestos, whether they were working in a factory or something like that, that would be a place to really worry about it.
What about like those epoxy coatings, like you do on a garage floor or something like that? Could I go over a tile with that?
Yeah, you could, but the fact is, if you're already popping up tiles left and right, that's not going to hold anything in place.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If you went with a floating floor over the top of it, while I'm not a huge fan of putting a finished floor over another finished floor, In a situation like this, is if you had to get this abated by an asbestos abatement contractor, it would cost, you know, a fair amount of money to get that up.
Yeah.
And if you went with something...
It's an unfinished basement, and, you know, you wouldn't want to sink a ton of money into it.
Spend that kind of money in there. Right. So something like that would probably make the most sense.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day. I appreciate you
enjoying the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines right now and talk with Sue on the west side. Hey, Sue, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have a row house that was built in 1879 and a side yard. I built a bird sanctuary, and I noticed that there was mortar on the sidewalk next to the building, and couldn't figure out what it was. One morning, I woke up early, and I saw maybe 50 birds pecking away at the side of my building, and...
Evidently, the sanctuary's working.
I just had 7 trees cut down. I put owls, 6 owls up on the side of the building. That stopped the birds on the side of the building. Now I've looked up, they started on the back of the building, and... the front of the building, which is space brick, I don't know what to do.
is like your home full of bird seed and they want to get in there? Is that what it is?
Well, I Googled it, and it said that birds don't have teeth and they can't digest their food. So they peck away at the mortar, I guess, to get the sand out. And to digest their food. I don't know what to do. Is there something I can paint? They've gone around to the front of the building, which is face brick, and I thought, oh, my God, they're going to destroy my house.
And this yours is the only house that they're doing this on?
Yes, because I created that bird sanctuary in the side, and birds always return to the same place every year. Mm-hmm. If you look, you'll see the cardinals coming back. It's a nightmare.
And so are you continuing with your the bird sanctuary?
No, just had 7 trees removed last week.
In an effort to get them to not come back.
Yeah, but...
Okay.
And the owls are working on the side of the building. You know, they move in the when the wind blows. And so they don't... They've stopped attacking the side of the building, moved to the back of the building, and now the front, which is all face brick.
Okay. So a couple things. I mean, I think that there are, you know, there's plenty. You could use the owls on the front and the back as well, you know, and I don't think you need 6 of them. You probably just need, you know, the birds will see 1 if you put it up there. The other thing you could try is you could probably have someone help you temporarily. You're right. Birds and rodents, they're creatures of habit and they keep coming back. So you have to make the environment unpleasant for them so that they go somewhere else. There is a sprinkler system called Spray Away that is a motion sensing sprinkler that you could set up with a garden hose. It may take someone a little bit of doing. Normally it's designed to go in the ground like a stake, but if you say put this up on the front of the building and point it in such a way that when the birds would fly in to try and peck away, the motion sensor would see it and it would spray it briefly with water. After a couple times of doing that, maybe, you know, a couple days or so, they're not going to come back. They're not going to want to have anything to do with that home, and they're going to go somewhere else and try and digest their food. That would take a little bit of doing to get it to work, but it might be the kind of thing that obviously you can't monitor this 24/7. It could certainly help.
You mean I have to have a hose hanging on the front of the building?
Well, you'd have to, you could get a hose hanging on the side of the building and come across it. The whole idea is to have this sprinkler pointed in a way that when the birds come to the area where they're pecking, it senses them and sprays them. Yeah, this
but
is
would
a
go up to the second floor?
With a long enough hose, it would. I mean, I'm saying you would have to have someone do this. This is not a permanent thing for you. This is a temporary thing for a few days, maybe even a couple of weeks, just to make their life, unpleasant and then go somewhere else. So, yeah, I'm not advocating that you have a hose hanging on the front of your house there permanently. This is a temporary fix that once we get them to go somewhere else, I think that you'll see that you get some results that you're looking for. I appreciate the phone call, Sue. Thanks so much. It's 9:19 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
A big congratulations to all of the graduates out there. You did it! All right, now time to learn the business end of a hammer. And who better to help you than Lou Manfredini. Now back to your host right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. Today's broadcast is live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. Yes, congratulations to all the graduates, high school and college and grade school, all that's going on right now. And as I mentioned earlier this morning, our son Max is graduated last week from high school, so we're very proud of him, and we're having a graduation party in the violent weather. That's heading our way.
Violent.
Oh, my gosh. Do I have a list of things to do when I leave here? You have no idea. Can I just stay and go on the bus? Is there room for me on the bus?
That's not wise
yeah.
for you.
I think if I did that, I'm going to have to talk to Mike about getting a loan to buy a new house because I'll be homeless.
Yes.
Right, exactly. So 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a few more minutes here before we go to news. Let's go to St. Charles, where Ed is on the line. Hey, Ed, you're on WGN.
Hey, good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I have a question about new windows in my home. We're putting new windows in my home, and we decided on Gilkey windows, and I'm getting some feedback. I'm not sure why. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We've decided on Gilkey windows, and they're double-hung windows, and I'd like your thoughts about whether to put in new windows, which the way they completely gut out the opening, or replacement insert windows. And also, they're recommending what they call a hybrid window, which is a mixture of fiberglass and vinyl, and I hadn't heard of that from them before, and I wonder what your thoughts on those two questions are.
Sure. Okay, so full disclosure, as you may know, I am a paid spokesperson for the Gilkey Window Company. Okay, so just so you know, you temper what I'm going to tell you with that, but I'm not going to tell you anything that's not true. So, but I want you to say, like, oh, he's only saying that because Gilkey pays to promote their products.
Okay.
They've been around for, gosh, 40 years. They started as a vinyl company. They now build these fiberglass windows as well, which are really, really super strong and really nice. And that hybrid is kind of the best of both worlds from a cost perspective, but you get the strength of the fiberglass, which I really like the fiberglass from a strength perspective. But everyone has a budget, and so they, unlike most other window companies in the Chicagoland area, they make their own windows, they install their own windows. A lot of these other guys, they buy from one supplier and then they just pop them in and install them, and you really don't know whose window it is. Now, the question between doing an insert or a full-on replacement, A, the full-on replacement's more expensive. It all depends on the overall shape of what you have now. If the framing around that window, if the trim on both sides has seen better days, then perhaps the full-on replacement makes more sense. You do get more glass by doing that, because with an insert, even though the profiles are very thin, you're still using the existing jamb, and the windows actually shrink a little bit. And so you don't get the same kind of, you don't get the kind of glass space that you currently do. It's just a feature of how it is. Now, the installation's faster with an insert. The cost is less expensive with an insert. If your budget allows, then my recommendation would always be to do the full-on replacement, because I think that you then get an opportunity to do a little bit more insulating. You get the most amount of glass, which I think is important. I'm someone that likes a lot of light, so I like to see as much glass as possible. And that's what you get with the full-on replacements. I mean, I got to tell you, Ed, Gilkey Windows was a sponsor of mine here on WGN Radio almost from the beginning of when I was on the radio, and they're still around, and they're still doing good work. And I know people that, you know, have had the windows put in 20 years ago and will come up to me and say, man, 20 years ago I put those Gilkey windows in because, you know, you recommended them, and they're great, and they're holding up and they're fine. And this is a tough climate in Chicago for us, you know, with the heating and the cooling as it is, and the extremes that we get. My gosh, no better example than last winter. I mean, nobody could ever have anticipated that kind of winter, and you would imagine that most products would fail with that kind of exposure to the cold that we had, and they just make a really good product.
Yeah, no, thanks. That's helpful. They also said that the hybrid window is more, it's less bulky, and it's more aesthetically pleasing, I guess, on the house.
Right. That's a personal choice in the look of it, but yes, you do get the benefits of that.
You've answered my question. It's been very helpful. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, Ed. I appreciate you calling this morning as well.
You know the age-old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
We have old windows, so the cat's broke.
But if it is broke, you can always call Lou.
I have a storm door with a screen rip. Could that be replaced?
Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Lightning and the thunder.
That's us. Thank you so much. Welcome back. Today's broadcast is live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. If you come to the broadcast, we just have a half an hour left. We still have tickets left for today's Sox game. You come here, you get a free ticket to the game and transportation to and from the game, courtesy of, the tickets are courtesy of Marquette Bank, and the ride is courtesy of Windy City Limousine, the official limousine of the Chicago White Sox. A big thanks to 115 Bourbon Street. They got these big screens up here. Have you ever line danced? You love the country music, don't you?
I do.
Yeah,
very
and
good
you're,
at it.
You're not much of a dancer, though.
That is rude.
But is it true?
Yeah.
Right, but the line dancing.
Not a good dancer. Not even a good line dancer.
Really, you love not. The cowboy boots, though.
I do. I'm really good at stomping in them.
Well, there seems to be a lot of stomping. There's a video of the people doing the line. I want to come here and do line. We should do a House Smarts line dancing party.
Here we go. I love it.
Right? And you know what we could call it? Hammer Time with Lou Manfredini. Kevin, sell that. Yes, Kevin's on it. He's all over it.
Boot Scootin' Louie.
There we go. And I could play the banjo and we could have a hoot nanny.
Oh, man. What's in your coffee?
What were we talking about? Okay, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. Let's talk with Jerry, who's in Island Lake. Hey, Jerry, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. You guys are having too much fun.
We are. How can I help you, sir?
A couple of plumbing questions. I have a kitchen sink that run the water and the sink backs up. But if I cut my hand over the drain and push down like plunger it, it'll bubble through and run fine. So
is it one sink or two?
It's a double sink, but just the one side does that.
And when in the double sink, do you have two traps or one?
Two traps, one at the disposal.
One's a disposal. Okay. And the one that runs, so the disposal side doesn't have a problem whatsoever. It's just the sink side.
Well, that side just leaks, but that's okay.
Well, it's not okay. You got to fix that too.
Right.
I mean, there. I mean, it could be a venting issue if that's a problem. But why don't we try this and use some sort of drain opener? Have you used? Well, before we do that, if it's a single trap, let's fill up that sink. Put the stopper in there. Fill up the sink with a 2-3 inches of warm water.
Okay.
And then, have you plunged that sink yet?
Well, the drain is clear because, like I say, if I put my hand over the drain and sort of plunge it, it runs fine. That's like almost like there's an air bubble.
Hmm. All right. Well, then there's something caught. There's something caught in that drain line that could be on the venting side, going up inside the wall. What you could try is pulling the trap and then using a snake. And this is a little bit difficult because you have to take the pipe off. You got to take the pipe off right at the wall. But if you took a small, thin snake, you're going to try and go up and you're going to try and go down. And so you're going to sort of angle that up and see if there's some side of lodged debris or something in the venting that could be causing this. And then also take the same thing and go down. Make sure all those pipes, when you take it all apart, is clear. That pop, that air pocket that you're having has to be something with the vent. But it also could be something with the clog of the in the trap going to the wall. Because if that's, you'd be surprised with plumbing in particular. You'll take a pipe apart and you'll look inside of it and you'll be like, holy smokes, how did water ever get through all this? And and all it takes is a little bit more caking of some material of the under the sink. The pipe that comes out of the wall, is that a metal pipe or is it a plastic pipe?
It's metal.
So it's an old, probably galvanized metal pipe, right?
Right.
I bet that thing is just clogged to no end inside there, and there's not enough air going. I'm looking at these two people sitting here. They're nodding their head like, that happened to me. They're agreeing with me. Those two people at table 23, they agree. They're
I'm outnumbered.
You're outnumbered. Oh, hey! Ba-doom, boom. So I would take that apart and put a snake in there. I bet you're going to find that galvanized pipe is so clogged, you'll be amazed that water could even get through it.
Okay.
All right. You had a second question?
A bathtub mixing valve. I've replaced the cartridge because it was leaking really bad. Now when the water is on, water drips, only cold water drips from the handle faucet or the mixing valve handle. Drips cold water while the water is on.
And you replace that mixing valve?
No, I replace the cartridge.
I'm sorry. The cartridge that goes in the mixing valve, that's what you replaced. And did that have a retaining pin that held it in place, or
yes.
Did you have to screw something on?
No, it was a clip.
It was a clip. Let's try this. Take the excussion off so the handle comes off.
Okay.
So now we've got the exposed insert, right, with just maybe the little gear ratchet there. Carefully take a pair of pliers and turn the water on so you can inspect and see exactly where it's leaking. If you see the water coming from around that cartridge, you could have a cartridge that's manufactured incorrectly, or the body of the valve needs to be honed out to become more true to accept the new cartridge. Sometimes over time. How old is that valve?
Oh, probably 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, with a lot of use, sometimes it can actually become misshapen. And there's a tool called a honing tool that you put on, that you put inside there, just to kind of true it all up again. And if you do all that, then the O-rings and everything, when you slide in there, will seal it up. And that should do the trick. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:43 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. We'll be right back.
You can't touch this.
I've got a white Corian sink, but there's that gray spidering.
You can't touch this.
A couple chipmunks get in my garage. I think they died.
The tenant allowed the dog to urinate on the wooden floor.
Break it down.
Oh, nice. Did you put that in the lease? Feel free to let the dog urinate inside the apartment.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
Good morning, everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes.
And House Smarts Radio on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Hammer time.
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park, sponsored by Marquette Bank, Chicagoland's neighborhood bank. You know, when we hatched this idea of coming to the South Side to do this broadcast, originally how it started was I had a conversation with account executive extraordinaire Kevin McDonough, who's here somewhere, about actually wanting to do the broadcast from Sox Park and inviting you all there. And so my vision was this table that I'm sitting at right now with Lindsay and Adam and everything is on top of the dugout. Right? And we're on top of the dugout, and you are all in the stands facing me, facing the ballpark, right? I thought it was a great idea. The White Sox didn't think it was a great idea. So I'm working on them. See, they don't know me yet. But once they get to know me, they're going to love me. Right? And so, right? We're gonna fill that place early. And the thing is, we're going to get a couple of beer vendors in there, right up in there. I got a news for you. This show is so much better after you've had a bunch of cocktails. And then we'll all take a nap. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get back to your phone calls this morning. And we just have a couple minutes left in our show this morning. And we'll talk with Monica on the Northwest Side. Hi, Monica. You're on WGN.
Hi. We have a kitchen faucet that is the pull-down kind that has the spray and the stream. And you push a little button to make it go from one to the other.
Okay.
And it doesn't hold the stream. When you switch from the spray to the stream, it doesn't hold it.
It just, so in other words, it just goes back. The button won't hold.
Right. I mean, sometimes okay. It does. But it's if you push it to the stream, eventually there's spray and stream at the same time.
Got it.
Is that,
you know what,
something
I think it's something
the problem
you could
with, or is it the faucet?
No. Before we do anything, let's try this fix. I want you to pull the faucet head out, okay?
Yeah.
And then you'll have the end of that hose, and you'll have the head of the faucet in your hand. You're
right.
Going to grab where the hose connects to the head, and you're going to loosen that up.
Wait, say that again?
You're going to grab the hose that's connected to the head, and you're going to grab it with your fingers, and you're just going to loosen it, like you're taking a garden hose off of the spigot on the side of the house. There's a filter screen right there that I bet is clogged. So there's there's not enough pressure to hold that switch in place. Either pop that out or clean it out with an old toothbrush, or, you know, even just if you have a little brush you use in the kitchen sink, clean that all out, put it back together, hit the button, call me in a few years when the finish comes off that faucet.
Great. Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Monica.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. We'll be right back. Let's take a... Time now for Lou's last call here on House Smarts Radio, and that's Lori, who is in Elmhurst. Hi, Lori. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
So I have three questions that are related. We've got pavers in the back patio that are in good shape but are very, very uneven. And then we want someone also to look at our downspouts and gutters. Is there one company you could recommend that could do all three of those?
No. I mean, gutters and downspouts would be, you know, like a siding, gutter, and window contractor, and a patio, if it's pavers, would be a landscaping contractor. So those are two entirely different trades to come and look at that. So the patio just needs to be redone or reset?
I think it has to be reset.
Okay. So I've done business for years with a landscape contractor called Tommy Polina Landscaping.
Tommy Polito?
Polina, P-O-L-L-I-N-A, Tommy Polina Landscaping.
Okay.
And they are very good at pavers and brickwork. It's really kind of their specialty on that installation and reinstallation. Just have to look up their number. For the gutters and the downspouts, I mean, you've got a couple choices. You could go with Lindholm Roofing or Rogers Roofing. Both of those companies could do a really nice job for you. There's also the National Association of Roofing Contractors, which is the NRCA.net. And you could find contractors on that website as well.
And what was the two companies you recommended? Lindemann's, did you say?
No, Lindholm.
Oh. Lindholm, okay.
And Rogers Roofing.
Rogers Roofing, okay. All right. Oh, that is super.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling today. Hey, by the way, a real quick thank you to a bunch of people, to our friends over at Marquette Bank, and of course, Marty the Moose. Can we give it up for Marty the Moose? What you don't know, the listeners, is that there was a moose walking around in here. Our thanks to 115 Bourbon Street. Big thanks to them. Windy City Limousines, the Chicago White Sox, Rick and Marlene Wells, Adam Phillips, who got here yesterday, Bob Ferguson, who needs a nap, pulling double duty on his end, and Maple Walker for her very first broadcast as a WGN news anchor.
Thank you.
Good job, Maple. We're proud of you. You can, I think, you know what? Never was a person more excited about the fact that we actually have showers there now. So when you're done and you're all sweaty, we have showers there, and you can go ahead and clean yourself up. So appreciate that. And then sitting in for John Williams today is another new broadcaster. I'm not sure if you've heard him before. He actually, ironically, attended Marquette University, not related to Marquette Bank.
Ring out this, Ahoya Hoya.
There it is. It's Steve Bertrand filling in. Hello, Stephen.
Good morning, Lou Manfredini. How are you?
I'm well, sir. You know, nice to hear you on a Saturday. You and I spent many a Saturday mornings working opposite each other, and so it's nice to hear you sitting in for John
today. Yeah, it's like old home week. John will be back next week, and you know, it's nice that Melody Maple is working here for her first day on this, the 95th anniversary of WGN Radio.
Wow.
Did you know that? 95
today is
years
that
ago
day?
Today, they flipped the switch, yeah.
Wow. Well, hopefully they don't flip the switch the other way today.
We're about to flip the switch on you, buddy. So for the next couple of hours, while John's not here, I'm going to fill in, and we're just going to kind of reminisce a little bit, talk to some of the names from the past. Spike Odell will be here. David Stewart is going to be by Judy Markey a little bit later, and we'll talk to some of the great producers as well over the past. I think Tracy Huberman worked 75 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I don't think so. No. But you know who did, and you could probably get a hold of him, is Lyle Dean. He was actually the guy that held the wire when they flipped the switch.
Yeah, think of that. 95 years ago, I'll just read the quote. It was 95 years, June 1st, 1924. The supervising engineer at the time was Elliot Jenkins, and he spoke the words, "This is WGN, formerly WDAP." And then we got started.
Wow. That's cool. Well, I'm excited to listen, and it's nice to hear you on a Saturday morning, Steve.
All right, big boy. Have a great weekend.